There's more than one way to manage $622,000 in scholarship money. Last year, the executor of Vera Smith's will asked the Haynesboro School Board for its recommendation of how to format the scholarship. Haynesboro School District Superintendent Roy Getchell says it's a huge opportunity.
But what we know is we want to make sure that we honor her wishes and try to make sure those wishes live on forever, I mean, for the benefit of Haynes students.
To sustain a scholarship in perpetuity, the money would stay in an investment account. Its interest earnings would be the yearly scholarship amount. What remains to be decided is if that money would go to one recipient or be divided among the whole graduating class.
And so the task that we've had is to look at the will and try to give some feedback as to what, you know, what some options for that might be.
Some board members have children that may benefit from the scholarship, so they decided to open the issue to community comment for 3 weeks. That way, the community could help decide how to distribute the money. 30 community members engaged with the survey, and 15 takers made suggestions. Getchell plans to summarize all of the data collected by the school this week. He will send that summary and all the raw data to the executor, who will make the final decision. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.